Whoever loses should file a complaint against you for confusion.
I'm just trying to make it clear.
That was about as clear as, well.
I have to do the commentary now, so smooth up. Hurtful language. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. In last night's markup of the articles of impeachment, Republicans moved to strike several lines that they considered to be over the top.
I'm reading this resolution as it's drafted, and the language just jumps off the page. I mean, this is really personal.
Right. Representative Mike Johnson could not believe the extreme language in the impeachment resolution.
The vitriol, the hatred just drips from the pleading here.
So he read it aloud, and a warning, some listeners may find this hurtful.
It says, in part, President Trump warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor or trust or profit under the United States.
And I wondered, what Trump hater, what poisoned pen would have written that an impeached president should suffer, quote, disqualification to hold
and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States?
Yes, that phrase is stolen directly from Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution. Shame on you, founding fathers. Have you no sense of decency? Wasn't inventing impeachment bad enough? Did you have to use hurtful language as well? And as for you Democrats, looks like you've been caught. You apparently didn't change a single Republican mind last night, and now they've got you on plagiarism.